Welcome to Shomar Shalom Adav from Sochim Daf Kuvches. The Gemara on the end of Amud Aleph speaks about the Arba Koisis that we mentioned in the Mishnah. And Rashi over here says, Arba Koisis, what does the Arba Koisis come? Shloisha keneged gimel koisoi shenemru b'posok zeh v'kois paror biyodi. Referring to the dream that Tzara Mashkim had, that Yosef resolved, it says there the word kois paror three times, and therefore we drink three koises, and Rashi concludes, Revi Birkas Hamazon, the fourth cup is connected to Birkas Hamazon. Rashi in the Mishnah, in Daf Tzayik Tes Amud Beis, brought out different explanations for the four koises. There he says, the reason we say the four koises is because the four Lashonis Shegeula, of Voitzei Sivi Tzalti V'Goalti V'Lokachti. So it's a different explanation. And really these two explanations are brought in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Vayeshev, and in the Yerushalmi here in Pesachim, different reasons why we had the four choices, and there's other explanations. The Achronim were bothered. Why did Rashi in the Mishnah say one explanation? And here in the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuvches, he says a different explanation. Why is Rashi changing the explanation for the four choices? And the Mefarshim bring different answers. One explanation is that here's Rishu ben Levi saying, and Rishu ben Levi is the one of the Yerushalmi who said the reason that Rashi brings over here, that's a Rashi brings this reason to fit with the Rishu ben Levi. But the Mishnah brought a different reason. Another explanation the Chassid Sofer says over here is the idea that the four koises here, the Gemara wants to bring a tzad, the one can drink the four koises in one shot. So here, if you're doing it in one shot, what do you accomplish? So even though you don't accomplish the four shvachim of the four geulos, you do accomplish the four cups that we have in the dream of Tzara Mashkim. But maybe one can explain the following thing. The Gemara over here, when we speak about the four koises, we're speaking about the chiyuv of the woman. And the Gemara says, Noshim chayavos b'arba koises halalu, she'af hem oyu bois anes. They were also in this miracle. The Rishbam sheet over here, and also Rashi says, that not only the women were involved in the miracle, but they were the reason for the miracle. The only reason we had this miracle is because of the woman. So tois zeas of the Rishbam. So the Lashon is not right. It should not say, Af hem ayu boisanes. Af hem ayu mashma, they're not ikar. They're not the main reason. The main reason is, that's the nes. So the Chassid Sofer says here, a gevaldik yesod. He says something that we touched upon in previous shiurim. The idea of a miracle is something which is not that great. Why? Because a miracle means you have to change nature. You have to change what the normal course of the world is, and you have to have an intervention from above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to change what we have. When a person deserves something, when a person gets something because he merited, because that was his work, if he is the main reason for something, it should not come through a miracle. It should just be the consequence of what he does. Miracle is always when something really is not deserved, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and intervenes and gives us something. Says the Chassid Sofer, that's the pshat. Women really deserve for the geula of Mitzrayim. So that's why the geula for them is part of nature. It should not really be a miracle. The miracle was meant for the men. And the women, af hem ayu boisanis, they were also the miracle. Really, they should have happened without a miracle. But they were joined in the miracle because of the men. Because they had the real reason for the geula even without a miracle. That's the Chassid Sofer explains it. It gives a whole new light of how we look at the nes yetzias Mitzrayim. And the involvement of the woman in a higher madrego, half family boy sanes, the miracle for them is secondary. They don't really need the miracle, but they're doing the miracle anyway. And this also explains a little bit the idea of a sava by a woman, by a mevin yavin. According to this, maybe one can explain the following. When we talk about the arba l'shoinis shel geula, there the Torah is saying specifically there will be miracles. The goalti eschem is ruah netuyo v'shvatim gedolim. The Torah is telling us there will be miracles over here. The Arba L'shein Shegeula express how Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do something which is L'mala M'derech HaTeva. But when we're talking about the Kois Paroi, there we're talking about the punishment the Mitzrayim deserves. The Gemara in Soita, the Gemara in Chulin, Dashan, and that Pasuk, the three times the Mitzrayim were punished throughout history. Obviously, that's what they deserve. It has nothing to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim B'davka. That's a cause and effect of their deeds that is part of the Seder HaBriah. So maybe that's the pshat. When we talk about the men, Oni Shebi Yisrael, says Rashi, Arba L'shein Shegeula, the men belong to a miracle. But we talk about now the kaisis of the woman. Here Rashi brings the reason of the four kaisis that are not dafka tied to a miracle, but they're actually part of the Seder Abriel of the normal course in this world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.